Nikki Raz, a National Executive Director of the South African Zionist Federation. A very, very good morning. You've got a crazy week this week,
Howard.
Don't you?
Yes, it is a crazy but exciting week. It's something that we spend months planning for.
No doubt.
So
no
it's always nerve-wracking, but lots of fun.
And it's going to be incredible. So so let's just start off. Tonight is the start of Yom HaZikaron, which is the memorial day for those who fell either in defense of Israel or in terror attacks in Israel. And that is a there's going to be a commemoration this evening.
That's right. Every year we do a commemoration which is hosted at Yeshiva College.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's special about the ceremony is we work with the youth movements and the youth who put most of the commemorative material together.
That's amazing.
So it's really a fantastic way to get all the youth movements and the youth of our community engaging in an event like this, and they've worked really hard. So I think it's going to be a very moving ceremony. I think specifically in light of what's happened the past couple of days, I think people are very they're feeling very emotional about what's going on. It's a nice opportunity to come together as a community.
And if you look at our vulnerability, you know, it's not just about, you know, things move so quickly that from one week to the next we forget. So, last weekend, this just passed a few days ago, we had, more than 600 rockets being fired at civilians in Israel. But the week before that was the attack at Chabad Shul in Poway. As a community, we're very, very vulnerable. And I think it is a very important opportunity and a very important time to come together in prayer, because that's what it is. It's coming together in commemoration, unity, and prayer.
And support. I think we support each other at these kind of events. And I think that's really the role of the Zionist Fed, is to create platforms like this for our community. So I think tonight's going to be a very powerful ceremony, and obviously it's open to anyone who wants to come. It's starting at 6:30.
Right.
And we encourage people to come.
Come
and just be part of it.
Right.
Then we have, it's a week full of events.
Absolutely.
So tomorrow night there are a couple of Yom HaTzmaut events that are happening. One of them that we have sponsored is the Soldiers Party at Churchill's, and that's obviously for people aged between 18 and 35, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. And that's details of that is on their Facebook page. And then our big community event outside of all the school events that are happening is happening at Gold Reef this year. We've had interesting feedback from different people. The kids are super excited. They absolutely love Gold Reef.
And the parents are thinking, oh my word.
I think the parents love Gold Reef as well. I just think with all the public holidays, it's been quite tough for people to take
I think
off
what's nice though about Gold Reef City is the space, is that you can actually go there and walk around. You're not, you know, it's I think it's a lovely event. And I can tell you that the interest that we've had here, by giving those tickets away, I can tell you is significant. So I think, people are very excited about it.
Yeah. I think when we were planning the campaign, we knew that a day function was not easy for everyone.
No.
And, we really appealed to parents and bobbers and daddies
well,
and mummies.
Exactly, and people can meet there,
right.
You know. So if the grandparents can take, or if somebody's not working that often, you know, you take the kids and have parents and other people meet up. I think it's a great opportunity, and it's something a bit different.
Yeah, it's
you know,
fun.
Just get out there. I think we tend to do the same thing every weekend and every so you know, it's a lovely opportunity, and the weather's been perfect.
The weather's great, and I think it's going to be a great day. We've got everyone's favorite food vendors who are going to be there. So there's going to be lots of food.
So that's a big thing as well. No one needs to bring food.
No,
it's all there.
It's all there, from sushi to Nando's.
Oh, wonderful.
To Burger and Brew, RTG, Chip and Dip. You name it, it's going to be there.
And we can buy tickets there?
You can buy tickets
at the
door, 100%.
Right.
And it's normally pretty smooth. So I think that people are going to have a great day. We'll get people.
Well, I think you've got this one down, you know, I think.
Eventually.
No, well, you know, and these things constantly evolve.
Yeah.
So that's very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. So what time is that from?
So gates open at 12, and they will be closing at 5. Everyone has asked the question, why are you closing it at 5? It's actually not that we're closing it. It's that those are the rules of Gold Reef City.
Right.
As the sun sets, the rides need to stop. But we'll keep the food going a little bit longer so people can.
But it's 12 to 5 and what a lovely, what a lovely day and what a lovely opportunity.
Yeah, lots of fun. I think we will have a bit of a taste of Israel in Joburg. And obviously there are events, which I must mention, happening in Cape Town and Durban as well. So people should, wherever they are, find their local events happening and, yeah, just get out there and let's celebrate this miracle state that we have.
Right. Oh, and someone's saying, Howard, you are not allowed to try and sneak into the Soldiers Party at Churchill's. You are over 35, even though you will never admit it. Wow. Wow.
You're getting direct hits today.
I know, no. Today, those aren't even just like sort of unguarded rockets. Today, I am, I don't know why. Normally it's Wednesday, by the way. We call it Whiny Wednesday in studio.
Okay.
Because people normally like to kvetch on a Wednesday.
Well, maybe
but
I think tomorrow's a public holiday.
Because yes, and we only start at 7 tomorrow. It's a public holiday. People might be a little bit more relaxed and positive about voting. So I think they are doing that today. Alright. And a few people saying difficult with work. Try and find somebody else to maybe take your kids and meet them there. It is really, really well worth it. I think these are the things that your kids are going to remember in many years' time. These are the memories that you create along the way. Nikki? Rose, thank you,
thank you so much, as always, for
making yourself so easily readily available to come in to studio. Nikki is the National Executive Director of the South African Zionist Federation, and we've been talking about the Yom HaTzmaut and Yom HaZikaron commemorations that take place and that are taking place over the next few days.